Greetings and blessings, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob. And this is day 34 of your Lenten season 2023. Not only that, it's April 1st. But no jokes today. Amen. We're up to the 34th devotion by John Pavlovitz from his book Rise. It's called The Beauty in Being Visible. Really a good, touching devotion, but the scripture is one of my all-time favorites. I'll point out a few things as I read it that I love about it. The scripture is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 46 through 52. Mark 10, 46 through 52. Here's the word of the Lord. Then they came to Jericho. As Jesus and his disciples, together with a large crowd, were leaving the city, a blind man, Bartimaeus, which means son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside begging. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout, "Jesus! Son of David, have mercy on me!" Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up!" Well, he was already cheered up. They're the ones that weren't cheered up. So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up! On your feet! He's calling you!" Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped to his feet and came to Jesus. Now here's the Jesus question of the text. I use this in a lot of counseling, introduction to Christianity, things like that, baptisms, marriage counseling. Here's what Jesus said. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." How many times in the Gospels do we hear that line? It's your faith that has healed you. Your faith that has healed you. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. And that's a super ending, isn't it? Immediately he received his sight, amen, and followed Jesus along the road. Here's our devotion from John Pavlovitz. I'll never forget an email I received from an 11th grade girl who just a couple of days earlier had attended the opening day student gathering at our North Carolina church, along with her younger brother. Out of the hundreds of teenagers I'd encountered that night, I'd remember meeting them because of how horribly I thought our exchange had gone. The two stood along the back wall the entire night, arms crossed, unsmiling, visibly telegraphing their discomfort. And this caught my attention. I approached them and attempted to make conversation, hoping to find the right words or to plow through their formidable defenses, but to seemingly no avail. After wiping away a substantial wave of flop sweat from my brow, I slinked away, believing I'd failed to make them feel welcome. But the girl's email described our conversation that night and concluded with her relaying the difficulty they'd experienced at previous churches, their resistance to being there, and their parents' insistence that they attend. She wrote, I appreciate you taking the time to see us and come talk to us. It made a difference. You made me feel visible, and I rarely feel visible. So thank you. In this passage, I love the words attributed to the crowd surrounding the blind man as Jesus notices him. Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you. They know hope is coming, and they tell him to get ready to meet it. It is a literal rising in the light of being seen by Jesus, which is as much a moment to be celebrated as receiving the ability to see. It is such a beautiful gift to be visible, and the story reminds us that we are seen in our suffering and that we can be the seers of others. May you find the rise in that truth today. Amen. Just a reminder, tomorrow's Palm Sunday, and we'll be having a wonderful celebration at Vine Street Christian Church. I hope you can join us. If you can't be there, you can join us online, but we'd love to have you. But I hope you have a wonderful Saturday, and be listening. Jesus just might hear you calling and call back. Amen.